The Jaguars go from the frying pan to the fire this week in Washington. A week ago in Philly, they kept LeSean McCoy to just 3.5 yards per carry and kept him from exploding. This week, they get one of the game's biggest playmakers from the quarterback position, RG3.
Fundamentals and work, that's it.
Auto linebacker Leroy Reynolds understands what Robert Griffin III is capable of. You don't get a cool nickname like RG3 if you don't bring it on the field every week. But it's not like he's lying awake worrying at night this week. He knows how to play it.
We don't go into any game and say, all right, well, we're playing RG3 this week, or we're playing LeSean McCoy this week. We go and say, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is our game plan. These are our fundamentals. We're going to play fast. We're going to play together.
Reynolds took every snap at the new auto position in Philadelphia, a position that was created for free agent Dakota Watson. Reynolds stepped in as Watson rehabbed a groin injury this summer, but hasn't relinquished the job. He credits a greater maturity level for his greater performance level this year.
It's one thing that I've tried to pride myself on is consistency, doing something every day. And that's helped me. I think that's helped me going into OTAs in the offseason and coming into the season.
You don't have to connect too many dots to see that four-game suspension, which Reynolds served last November when he violated the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances, is directly linked to Leroy's new greater focus.
Because I went back to Virginia, and, you know, it was pretty rough. So once I got there, I'm looking around, driving around. I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. And it just didn't feel good. It didn't feel like I was in a place in my life to be back here.
I need it, JT!
Reynolds version 2.0 is committed to playing at his very best week in and week out. This week, he knows the defense has to play RG3 better than they played in the second half in Philly, when they gave up touchdowns of 49, 25, and 68 yards to lose the lead and the game.
We talked about it in a meeting, our fundamentals, taking that to the second half and allowing it and allowing our play to outwill other teams and understand that we're going to do what we have to do for an entire four quarters. And you're going to have to play a perfect game.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.